Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's August 2nd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's December 19th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, here's a question out of the news. What will happen to these countries who do not supply the United States with bases so they can fight the Iraq war from their countries?
What always happens to those who oppose God, Alora? God takes his power away from them, and then eventually they are destroyed by their own evil. This is the way that God does things. God does not punish people by attacking them directly. He takes his power away from them and then lets those around them destroy them for their own evil. This is God's way. This is what will happen to these nations, Alora, that oppose God and oppose the people of God. He will take their power away from them and then watch them destroy themselves. God does not harm anyone. He simply withdraws his protection and lets them destroy themselves. This is the way it has always been and the way it will always be. Those who oppose God lose God's power, and when they lose God's power, they destroy themselves. Nothing can change that. Nothing can oppose it. The Dark Ones can never give them enough power to overcome it. When they turn away God, they destroy themselves. Not like your people that simply call God another name, Infinite Law, and still respect his way and do not do evil. But those that do evil, that reject God, destroy themselves.
Why don't they ever learn, Nazarene? How many times has the kingdom of God done this in the past? Ancient Jerusalem, the Romans, the Napoleonic Empire, the Nazis. They all thought they could deny God, take away God's nation, and rule the world. And God destroyed them all. Why won't they ever get the idea? Why won't they ever understand you can't be defeated?
You got me on that one, Alora. That's one even I can't answer. Only God knows that.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
We're back! Nazarene, here's another popular mystery I'm sure everyone would like solved. What really happened to the Ark of the Covenant? Where is it now?
I am afraid, Alora, this is something I am going to have to disappoint many, many people on. The Ark of the Covenant is long gone. Many years ago, it was broken up and melted down by Egyptian grave robbers for the gold that it was overlaid with within and without. This treasure of ancient times was destroyed by greedy and lustful men that cared only for gold. There are, however, a couple of copies of the Ark that were made many years afterwards and that have been hidden away by well-meaning but mistaken people who think that they are the real arks, and they are being kept in safe places. But sadly, if they are ever revealed to the public, an examination of them will quickly show that they were made thousands of years after the real ark. The ark is gone. It is gone forever. Man has lost a great treasure because of the greed of others that may have been extremely useful in these times of great trouble and peril. The Ark was a tremendous thing. It had great power. God endowed it with very special gifts. But man prefers the temporary pleasures of gold and took this great treasure away from his fellows forever. It is a sad, sad tragedy.
Aw, that's too bad, Nazarene. Well, so much for Indiana Jones. Guess we'll just have to rely on our imaginations for any more exciting adventures with that subject. It's so sad people have to be so greedy. They just can't leave anything decent alone.
How terribly true it is, Alora. But perhaps it will change with your people, because you honor things of beauty far more than others.
We'll be back again.